Minister, I want to talk today about dental hygienists. There's a lack of college places in Ireland. Trinity College, UCC, provide courses but are very limited. For professionals that are in high demand, in Cork there's 8 opportunities for replacements. Trinity, I'm told there's 12 opportunities for placements. Dental nurses who approach me are very frustrated. They cannot further their education because of the limited of the courses in Ireland. Some have applied 3 years in a row and have still not got anywhere with it. There's a massive demand in the service for dental nurses or dental hygienists, not only in Donegal but all across Ireland. We need to multiply the amount of courses without delay. Can you tell me where is the opportunities can we avail to get these courses enhanced and get them going? We have a great college in Donegal, the ATU in Letterkenny, with a brilliant campus in Killybegs in County Donegal. Maybe the ATU could come on board here and try and get the dental hygienist courses up and going in Donegal. I mean, at the end of the day, oral health is very important for everybody. So I would like to hopefully see that we could get a demand for these courses going, because I know from the feedback I'm getting in Donegal, there is a demand there. But sadly, our people has to leave and either go to England or someplace else to get trained because they can't get on the courses. Thanks, Minister.
Thank you very much, Cathaoirleach. And Minister, it's fitting that you're here considering your constituency is between Manus and my constituency, between Donegal and Roscommon, so we know you won't let us down. A couple of weeks back, I had a motion with regard to the number of dentists accepting medical cards. And the Minister's response was that we needed to look at more public dentists on the scheme. So when this issue was raised with me, and I realised Senator Boyle had the same issue, we thought it was very important that we raise this with education to see can it be addressed. I know Manus has mentioned it already, but there's only 2 courses at the moment in Ireland delivering courses. Trinity Dublin, UCC in Cork, and a total of 20 places are available each year. And that number hasn't increased in over 2 decades, despite growing population and oral health needs. Once qualified, dental hygienists must register with the Dental Council of Ireland, yet there are only 600 registered hygienists, and we don't even know how many are actively working. That's the reality. We're facing a dental workforce crisis, not just for dentists, but also for hygienists. And the Dental Association have repeatedly looked for more support on this. What we want to do is raise this issue with the Minister, look to try and collectively come up with a solution so that we're not exporting our students to other jurisdictions to get qualified and then having to come up with elaborate schemes to attract them back to work here. As Manus has said, we know of students that have applied 2 and 3 times have been rejected. I know for the 8 places that are available in Trinity Arts, over 200, or Trinity College Dublin, over 200 applicants went in for that. So there is significant demand out there. We already know through our system there's significant demand. We believe dental hygienists will alleviate the pressure on our dentists and open up more opportunities for them. So we're calling on the department to address this. Thank you.
Ara?
Last count, Carla. Can I thank both Senators Scahill and Boyle for raising this important matter here today concerning the availability of dental hygienist training places in Ireland. And I heard what you said, Senator Scahill. I represent Sligo Leitrim, sandwiched between yourself and Roscommon and Senator Boyle in Donegal. I also represent South Donegal, of course. So you said I wouldn't let you down, so no pressure. Anyway, the government is firmly committed to ensuring that our healthcare system is supported by a steady and a sustainable pipeline of highly skilled graduates. My department, in collaboration with the Department of Health, the Higher Education Authority, and the Higher Education Institutes, plays a central role in delivering the education and training infrastructure needed to meet the evolving needs of the healthcare workforce, including in critical areas such as oral healthcare. Ensuring adequate capacity to train future dental hygienists is part of our broader commitment to workforce planning that supports the health and well-being of our population. So, in the context of dental hygienist education and training capacity, can I say, dental hygienists are a vital part of Ireland's oral healthcare system. They play a key role in preventing and treating gum disease and promoting lifelong oral health. Currently, as both of you have alluded to, we have two higher education institutions, Trinity College Dublin and University College Cork, and they both offer programmes in dental hygiene. Between them, they produce approximately 25 graduates each year. This contrasts with about 100 dentistry graduates annually. Look, my department recognises that this represents a limited training pipeline at a time when the demand for oral healthcare, both clinical and preventative, is increasing nationally. While my department does not set quotas for student places, we work closely with the Department of Health and the HEA to explore how capacity can be sustainably expanded in key health disciplines, including allied professions like dental hygiene. I think it's also important to say that in 2023, the HEA carried out a targeted capacity expansion exercise across priority healthcare areas. One key outcome was the establishment of new dentistry programmes, including a new Bachelor of Dental Surgery at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland, commencing in 2025. This new programme will follow a community-based model of dental education and will provide at least 20 new dentistry places per annum for Irish or EEA students. That's significantly enhancing our national training capacity. This expansion represents a landmark increase in student intake and clearly demonstrates my department's and this government's firm commitment to strengthening the oral healthcare workforce and supplying the graduates needed for a modern, accessible health system. I reaffirm my department's commitment to working with all relevant stakeholders to ensure that any future expansion of dental hygiene education is grounded in evidence, responds to national needs, and is delivered in a sustainable manner.
Thank you very much, Minister. And while I welcome the fact that there will be 20 additional dentist places available, I don't believe that's going to meet the demand that I raised a few weeks back. And from the Dental Hygienists of Ireland, they say that Ireland is currently seeing a workforce crisis in dentistry, both in the public and private sectors. And although a call for many dentists has been heard loud and clear in the media, it's not being heard, and there's a shortage in dental hygienists. And at this year's Irish Dental Association annual conference, the Irish Dental Association were inundated with requests from dentists unable to find a dental hygienist due to the shortage. And that has been felt throughout Ireland and is something we need to address. And potentially even we need to look at expanding the role of dental hygienists so that they have direct access and can provide more services to alleviate the pressure on our dentists to actually open up that whole sector and address an issue that we have. Thank you.
I hear what you're saying, but it is my understanding that the Department of Health is currently conducting a scoping exercise and skills assessment across the oral healthcare sector, which specifically includes dental hygienists. This will now form the foundation for future policy and programme development. And as part of this broader review, the Dental Council has submitted revised scopes of practice that propose expanding the role of dental hygienists. If adopted, this would require corresponding updates to current education and training provisions. Can I say that I want to assure both senators that we as a government are committed to responding proactively to manage future workforce requirements, including in relation to dental hygienists, dentists and workers required within the oral healthcare sector. And I will speak to the senior minister when I meet him tomorrow about your specific points that you raised today. Thank you.
Michael Tara.